What's more divisive? Singing of black national anthem before Super Bowl sparks praise, backlash. By Warner Todd Houston on February 12, 2023. Ahead of Super Bowl 57, the NFL featured the singing of the so-called black national anthem to be sung before the proper national anthem, and wokesters on social media have thoughts. The NFL brought in actress and singer Cheryl Lee Ralph to sing the 1905 tune, Lift Every Voice and Sing, who tweeted ahead of her performance that her appearance comes 123 years after the song was performed in public for the first time. Ralph's video shows her entering the stadium wearing a custom-made X jersey. A legion of liberals quickly jumped to Twitter to celebrate the separatist song. But not everyone thought that having a song that appeals only to blacks was a good idea to show national unity for a game that purportedly hopes to appeal to Americans of all races. It's pretty racist to have a black national anthem but not one for any other ethnicity. Average Gamer, at @AverageGamer_15, February 12, 2023. Our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, is just that, national. We don't need to separate ourselves into tribalism, flattering ourselves with notions of our own moral superiority. Be proud of the race you are, but be united as a country, starting with the national anthem. Jen Holloway, at JenHoll4595495, February 12, 2023. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.